The Science Committee is chaired by Texas Republican Lamar Smith, who has been highly critical of the EPA on a range of issues, mostly pertaining to regulatory overreach. Smith called for the hearing following the release of the Pebble Commission Cohen report last month, which was itself critical of the EPA's role in Bristol Bay, calling it at best unfair. Former Defense Secretary William Cohen was the first to offer testimony Thursday. Cohen reiterated that he was not taking a position on whether or not the mine should be built and said he hoped his report did not become merely a partisan wedge. Cohen said he would rather see it raise a specific policy issue regarding the Clean Water Act that Congress ought to settle.
Do you think under the 404C process that there should be a permit filed? Do you think that EPA should say, in the absence of that, we will construct a hypothetical scenario and make judgments on what can be done?
The accusations against EPA made by Cohen and others were welcomed by the committee's majority Republican members, but not so the Democrats. Paul Tonko of New York levied some heavy criticism at Cohen's report, calling it full of bias and lacking any public scrutiny.
You can label your report independent and you can repeat the word as many times as you like, but a report produced at the behest of a client who paid you and your team is not independent.
Secretary Cohen asked for a chance to respond to that and did so this way.
I've never questioned your integrity, Congressman, and if it came to a question of questioning mine, I'd be willing to put my reputation up against yours any day.
Later in the morning, Pebble CEO Tom Collier and former Alaska Senate President Rick Halford sat on the second panel. Collier had no problem earning himself a warm reception with the committee's Republicans.
The problem is when a federal agency wanders off the well-worn pathway, there's opportunity for mischief. And here that mischief has been extensive. EPA, in my view, predetermined the outcome with respect to Pebble. That's what the documents show. And they manipulated the process in order to get to that outcome.
And Collier had examples to provide of what he calls the agency's biased approach based on a predetermined outcome.
EPA says that they initiated this process because petitions were drafted by Native tribes and submitted to them. The documents show that as early as January, the year before these petitions were submitted in June, an EPA employee and an environmental activist colluded to draft those petitions and then circulated them to the tribes that signed them.
While the conversation frequently swayed towards that paper trail, Collier, a longtime environmental lawyer and one-time Interior Department chief of staff under Clinton, aimed to keep his message Thursday clear. He wasn't there to sell Congress on Pebble Mine, only to point out what he calls EPA's unfair, unprecedented, and possibly illegal process.
Just let us have due process. Give us an environmental impact statement. Give us an independent to review that environmental impact statement, and then we'll have this debate. We recognize there are environmental challenges with building a mine in Bristol Bay, but we think we've got answers to those if we can just get an opportunity to have that debate.
According to Chairman Smith, the EPA was invited to attend and speak for itself, but declined the opportunity. The task of doing that fell to Rick Halford, a former Republican president of the Alaska Senate and longtime Pebble opponent.
You've heard today that EPA has been unfair and has made its mind up in advance. Neither of these things could be further from the truth. The truth is that while EPA was far from the first choice of the people of Bristol Bay in terms of getting someone to listen, EPA was the only choice with the authority and the jurisdiction that had the interest to help.
Halford, a paid consultant against Pebble, called the company's claim that EPA had a predetermined outcome ridiculous.
As an advocate, those of us in Bristol Bay couldn't even agree on what to ask for. We didn't know anything about 404C. We looked first to the state and then went on through federal agencies in any way to look for help.
He added that Pebble can apply for permits at any time as the 404C restrictions have not yet been finalized. But he said that Pebble is waiting for a more favorable political climate to do so.
The stress and uncertainty on the people of Bristol Bay has been a cloud for over a decade. If there's unfairness, it's the unfairness to the people of Bristol Bay.
Former EPA staffer Phil North, who seems to have been at the center of the agency's involvement in this process, was the subject of much discussion Thursday. More of his emails were released following a separate investigation by the House Oversight Committee. North's whereabouts are still not known officially, nor is it known if he'll be present for a court-ordered deposition in Anchorage on November 12th. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.